What a difference a year makes politically. A year ago this week, after the riot and deadly violence at the U.S. Capitol, several Republicans cast responsibility on then-President Trump. 10 GOP House members voted to impeach Trump, and one of those was Peter Meyer of Michigan. Now, though, Meyer says there is no good alternative to Trump as leader of his party, and he joins me now for more. Congressman Meyer, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you for having me on.
Now, you voted with a small number of Republicans in the House to impeach then-President Donald Trump, and now you've said that he's the de facto head of the party, that there is no alternative. Has something changed?
There has been no alternative that has risen. Obviously, there is a choice of whether or not to submit to that, you know, assumed authority or try a different path. And then I've clearly staked out a different and lonelier path there. But, you know, I think what has changed in the year since has really just been a slow reversion back to a mean, back to a status quo, a fear of being found out in the minority rather than seeking safety in numbers.
Okay, so let's go back to January 6th. You were exiting a men's room in the Capitol before a Capitol police officer sprinted towards you and the chaos ensued with the break-in. And you've been quoted as saying something sacred had been trampled on that day. How did your thinking play out as you thought about how you were going to vote on whether to impeach the president?
Well, it was very clear. You know, you can find a technical excuse to hang your hat on, and I had concerns about the timing, and there were Republican efforts to try to work with Democrats to craft a more bipartisan article of impeachment, and Speaker Pelosi shut that down. She didn't want it to be bipartisan. She wanted it to be as narrow as possible. And, you know, it's just been incredibly frustrating to see, you know, all the things that have transpired since. But in that immediate moment, it was, you know, to me, a question of should we be tolerating political violence? Peaceful transfer of power is a hallmark of our democratic system. And that is something, you know, incredibly important to protect and safeguard, even at great political cost.
Congressman, this is your first term in office, and you ran saying Trumpism was a distraction from important issues in the country. And yet a new poll says a majority of GOP voters want Donald Trump back as the next nominee for 2024. Does that square with what you hear from your constituents in Western Michigan?
Yeah, I hear from a lot of people who, you know, appreciate some of the policies that were brought forward. I think there's a little bit of a, you know, if your neighbor insults your brother, you will bristle at that, you know, but, you know, if you're talking to one of your siblings, you'll readily admit, you know, your brother's faults. So there is a sense of kind of tribalism and protection. But when I was saying that there's no alternative has been presented, a lot of the comparisons are, well, would you vote for this person? Well, I mean, against who? You know, would I vote for Donald Trump over Nancy Pelosi? Probably. But there are plenty of people who have expressed an interest in kind of being part of, I think, the one of the terms is the Gold Watch Caucus, of saying, okay, you know, thank you for what you've done, but where are we going from here? How do we make sure that we have a movement that's going to be enduring? And again, one that maybe focuses a bit more on policy, you know, rather than being this epitome of a way of defining your life and your relation with other people, a source of meaning, you know, rather than a body that's supposed to be kind of boring in a lot of ways and functionary.
I mean, you're describing, you know, political dynamics here in Washington. It's my town too, of, you know, what some would call being pragmatic. I mean, do you have plans to align yourself with what some call the Donald Trump agenda to be politically expedient?
You know, I think trying to define just exactly what that agenda was is always a bit challenging, right? I mean, if the argument is we're going to be in favor of reducing the administrative state and just sort of the bureaucratic malaise that I think has been especially pronounced in our COVID response, if we want our government to be leaner and more nimble, you could call that part of Donald Trump's agenda. You could also call what I thought were mean-spirited and more, you know, efforts like the Muslim ban early on that kind of were nods to a sort of nativist animosity. You know, that I think we need to leave in the rearview mirror. But I think part of the challenge is, you know, the man himself is such a million watt source of light that it blinds you to what you're actually looking at. I think right now we have a party on the right that is still oriented around affinity towards one man. And we frankly have a party on the left that is largely organized, at least what's the glue that's holding a fractious coalition together is animosity towards one man. And I think what that takes us away from is any pretense of ideology or objective definitions that can be enduring rather than this relativistic sense of political identity.
Peter Meyer, Republican Congressman from Michigan. Thanks much for the time.
Thank you.